We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines on the top, beginning of a line. Tana Rabbanan. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, continuing the halachas of Bishul. Tana Rabbanan, Meschamim Adam Kneged Amadura. A person could warm himself Kneged Amadura, get nice and hot. Then V'yoytz Meshtat V'tzayin. Then he goes, takes a cold shower. That's not a problem. We shouldn't take a cold shower first and then sit next to the fire. Sit next to the Madura. Why? Because he warms up the water on himself. Now, what's the problem with that? So, you could say maybe it's a problem of Bishul, but that's very shver, because it only becomes Bishul if the water gets Yatzal out of his body. It's shver to say they're going to sit by the fire, that you sit there so close that the water doesn't get Yatzal out of his body, you'll burn yourself. So Taisa speaks out that it means just to get lukewarm, and the Isser is because it's doime to reiche to mayim cham. That's what Taisa says. And if you do that, you'd come to wash your whole goof with hot water, and therefore they didn't allow you to wash yourself first with cold water and then sit next to a flame, next to a fire, because you're going to think that you're allowed to wash yourself with hot water. Another halacha, Tana Rabbanan, Meichin Odom Aluntis Umenicha Abnei Ma'ayim V'Shabbos. A person is allowed to warm up. He puts, you know, a little towel on, like on the oven or on, you know, on the heater, and it gets warm. And then menicha b'nei ma'ayim, put on his stomach b'shabbos. He has stomachache. He wants a heating pad. He's allowed to do that. Uvad, but you shouldn't do vach lo yavi kumkumim shamayim chamim. You shouldn't bring like a little pouch of hot water. V'nechenu b'nei ma'ayim b'shabbos. Put on to your stomach on Shabbos. And now we can't do it on Shabbos. So you can't even do it on the weekday. Why not pray a sakana? It's a sakana. Might get a leak and you burn yourself. Now, why can't you do this on Shabbos? Why can't you put this pouch of water on Shabbos? So Rashi learns, maybe it'll spill on you and it'll come out. But the problem with Rashi is, because the halacha is that mixes gufa, just your hands or your feet or a little bit, is mutter on Shabbos to wash yourself. So what would be the problem if it spills? So what's Pshat and Rashi? So Rashi learns, the chashash is maybe will spill on your whole guf. That's why you now do it on Shabbos. But Tosfos has two other pshatim. Tosfos says that the reason why you can't put this pouch of water on your stomach is because maybe some water will fall onto the towel that you have on your stomach and it comes to ischita, or because it's daimon to refua, maybe it goes into the issa of refua. So those are the two, those are three pshatim what we have. They shouldn't bring a hot water pouch and put on your stomach on top of the towel. So the matter of fact, the Tana Bana, maybe idem kitei mayim. Maybe adam kitei mayim. A person could bring a little jug of water and he wants to warm it up a little. Menicha kenegad amadura. He could put it near the fire. Lo yivishol shiachayim. Not so to get cooked. Yatz leilas boy. Elav shol shetavik sinasam. Just take away the chill. According to Rashi, he learns, you're allowed to take a pitcher of water, put it next to the fire, as long as you take it away before it gets very hot, that's mutter, because you're taking away the chill. So what it means, loy b'shul shiachayim, means you shouldn't leave it long enough to get hot. That's what Rashi learns. Other Rishonim say that if it's in a place where it could reach Yatzal Ezbay for a long time, you're not even allowed to put it there for a short time. And what it means is, I have to put it in a place where it's impossible to get hot. And that's how you read it. Loy b'shul shiachayim can never get hot there. Only get to a place where it will take away the chill, that's where it's mutter. And we pass like the those who shine him, not like Rashi in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Mevia Isha Pach Shal Shemen. So the first thing was water. You can take water and put it in your fire to take away the chill. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mevia Isha Pach Shal Shemen. You let her take a little jug of oil, Umenicha Kenegah Madura, you put it near your Madura, Loi Bishvil Shia Vasha, not because you get cooked, Ella Bishvil Shia Fasha. Only so it should get a little warm. That's the second halacha. And the third halacha we have here of Shimon Gamliel, Eimer, the Isha, you can't even do that. But you could do is, Isha Socha Yoda Shemen, a Isha could smear her hand with oil, Madura, he puts her hand next to the Madura, and then she could put it, you know, smear her son, her little baby, anything. So we have three things in this braisa. First thing is, the Tanakhama says, let her put Mayim next to fire, as long as it's just to take away the chill. Rabbi Yehuda says I could bring a pach shal shemen and put it next to Madura just to get warm a little bit. And Rabbi Shmuel says I could put on my hand oil and put it near a fire and then smear my son. What does Tanakama hold regarding shemen? He only says Mayim. What does he hold regarding shemen? So it's machlokes. Rabbi Yisrael Amar Tavayu Lehatera. Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael will say that it's mutter. I'll explain. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Amar Leisura. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says Leisura. Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael Amar Tavayu Lehatera means like this. Tanakama holds shemen Shemen, even if it reaches Yatz Ledes Boy, mutter, it's mutter put next to the fire. Why? What's pshat on that? Because Shava Tanakama, Shemen Ingber Mishum Bishul. Tanakama holds there's no Isser Bishul at all by Shemen. And what's the pshat? So, part of the pshat is because by Shemen, there's no change, no chemical change happens when you warm it up. It's ready to eat and it's fully cooked. It's fully the way it is. It doesn't have to be cooked. When you cook it, nothing changes chemically. And therefore, he holds that it's mutter to do and it's nishkein bishul. That's what Tanakama holds. Ain't bremishum bishul. Also read the Meimra. Shem yes bremishum bishul is a bishul. And now he's and it's a bishul. They have sheiroi, but warming it up, lo yizeh bishula. That's not bishul. But also shem yamil, a Meimra, even more chamer. Shem yes bremishum bishul. And they have sheiroi zu bishulai. And hefshir, warming up is a bishul. And it comes out really that Tanakama and Shem yamil, I'm a kotze ala kotze. Tanakama holds mutter, and Shem yamil holds, even warming it up is its bishul. So a lot of Achrayim say that it got to be the Rabbanon that have Sheri Zub Shula. Why? Because Shimon Gamil says it's mutter to put it on your hand and warm it up that way, which is a Shinui. L'chayr, if it be Ister Raisa, it wouldn't be Heter V'Shinui. So it must be that this thing that he's saying, have Sheri warming up, Zeu B'Shula, by Shemen, by oil, it's only with the Rabbanon. So that's the first way to explain. Rabbi Yosef explained that there's three Shitas here in this Raisa, that the Tanakama holds Shemen is mutter, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shemen is aser if it gets Yas Ledes Boy, and Shem Gamil holds even if Sheira is aser. That's Rabbi Yosef. Rab Nechem Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Lissur. Nachm Yitzchak says that listen. He says like this, that Shemen, the Tanakama holds only Mayim I can put here to take away the chill. But Shemen Avish Ein Yas Ledes Boy aser Kusavar Shemen Yesh Boy Mishum Bishul. Tanakama holds Shemen is even worse than mine. There's Bishul, Bev Sheri Zubishule, and warming it up is also Bishul, even before Yatzel Ledesbay, even if it's not Yatzel Ledesbay. We'll see what the Shear of Yatzel Ledesbay is, not in degrees, but what it means in a second. But Yatzel Ledesbay in Halacha is anywhere, it's Machlaik, is anywhere from 112 degrees to 160 degrees. Vasar Yehudel Meimar. So Tanakama says Shemen, Hef Sheri Zubishule. Vasar Yehudel Meimar Kula. Hef Sheri Lezer Bishule. Hef is not Bishul. And if we allow to put it next to the fire to have hefsher, also I'm showing me the meimar shemen yes b'mishum bishul hefsher rezu bishulai, and therefore you only could do a bishinui. Right, the Gemara of showing me the Tanakama is showing me the exact same shit like Tanakama. So the Gemara, all right, you can be nayul kachaya. The nafkamina is if you do it on his son on your hand and shmir your son kachaya. The fear showing me it's mutter. If you do Tanakama, even that is aser. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Echad shemen v'echad mayim halacha l'maisa. Echad shemen v'echad mayim yatzaledes by is aser ein yatzaledes by mutter. Sounds like basically like Rav Yehuda's shita, the middle shita in the Braisa. We paskin say shemen say mayim. If it's yatzaledes by, that's aser. You can't make yatzaledes by. Ein yatzaledes by is mutter. Heichidam yatzaledes by. What yatzaledes by mean? Yatzaledes by the literal meaning of yatzaledes by means that your hand jumps back. But whose hand? Some people are much better with heat than most people are much more sensitive to heat. So what are we talking about? The shear is anything in the stomach of a baby will get burnt, get singed, that's called Yatzel Ledesbay. And Lahalch Lamaisa, what's the shear of Yatzel Ledesbay? That's a big machlaikis in the Achrenim what the shear is. And there's a lot of different days in it, exactly what the shear is. So some machmer by 112, maybe even 109, degrees Fahrenheit, and some say a kula that's only if it's 160, 170 degrees Fahrenheit is it called Yatzaladis. But it's a big machlek, as if we have to be machmer once it reaches 109, 112 degrees. The next Gemara is going to be the Makar for a klisheni, the difference of klisheni. Omrav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. Yitzchok there says a story. Pam achas nechnasti acha Rebbe lebeis Amerchatz. So one went after Rebbe to the Beis Amerchatz on Shabbos. He was being bathing beheter. We'll see later on. It was in the Chamei Tveria. Uvikashdi, and he asked me to give him a pach laniach loy pach shol shemen babati, to please give him a little jug. Maybe kashdi. The Rebbe wanted a little jug of shemen in the bath. So Rebbe told me, va'amali toil beklisheni, take water out of the ambati and put into klisheni, because the ambati had a din of kli rishon, because it came straight from the spring, so it was a kli rishon. take the water, put it into a klisheni, v'tein, and then put the shemen, the jug of shemen into a klisheni, because a klisheni won't be mevashel. That's what he was telling him, put it in a klisheni. That's what Rebbe taught him. So shema mina klasi, three halachas learned out of a story. Shema mina sheshemen, shemen yes boy mishum vishal. First you see, he's asking to put in a klisheni, you obviously see that there's an isser of bishal by shemen, not like the Tanakama before, the few rabbi yesfer, that shemen doesn't have bishal. So shema mina shemen yes boy mishum vishal. Shema mina klisheni ain't mevashal. You see from here, the klisheni is not mevashal. Shema mina hef sheirui zuhi bishuloi. And you see from here, that Hefsher is called Bishol, because he didn't allow him to put into a Kli Rishon, and I guess you're assuming all it is just to get warm. So you see, Hefsher is Uri Bishulai. So the problem with it is, just to speak out, that Hefsher is Uri Bishulai, so even a Kli Sheni should be Aser, because Hefsher happens to Kli Sheni also. So on that, the same Achronim would say before, that's only the Rabbanon Hefsher, so they're saying they only made the Issa the Rabbanon by Kli Rishon, not by Kli Sheni, and that's what's Masha from Rashi. So the three things learned that from Rebbe. First of all, klisheni is not mevashel. Second of all, that shemen has bishul, and also hefsher is ubishulai. Now that klisheni is not mevashel, it's mevurim the paiskim. It's only by something. It's not kali habishul. Only something that's harder to cook. Something that's easy to cook. Even a klisheni will be also like we saw in the Gemara before, lamates, like a certain type of herring. And in halach lemaisa, we're machmer that everything might be kali habishul. So unless you know something for sure is not kali habishul, you cannot put it into klisheni. That's number one to speak out. Number two is, what's the ma'ala klisheni? Tosfos says a kasha, Tema, he says, sometimes you can find a klisheni is hotter than a klirishon. For example, a klirishon you took off the fire after 5 minutes, still has little klirishon, and it's awesome. The klisheni, if you take off boiling hot soup, put it into a soup tureen, or into your bowl, it can be boiling hot, and still call it klisheni. So how can it be? That cook does not cook. Tosfos answers, the vart is, that the word is the fanois mekarois, or the fanois chamen. It says, by kli rishon, the walls of the pot are hot, and that helps the cook. Masha inke, by kli sheni, the walls of the pot are cold, and therefore it doesn't cook. That's pshat kli sheni, einem mevashel. So at the Gemara Akasha, it says over here that Rebbe said, tol b'kli sheni, and that was extra words. He said, tol, he should have just said, you know, put the jug of shemen into this cup. Why do you say, tol b'kli sheni? It sounds like telling him halacha. And that's a problem. You'll have to think learning in every place. Chutz beis hamerchitz, but not a bathhouse, a basic kisei. And here, Rebbe's in a basic hamerchitz. How's he talking and learning? Maybe he said in English or in Aramaic. You know, something that's mundane, you let us say in Lashon Kodesh, in the mikvah. Shal Kodesh, something that's Kodesh, also learn from Lashon Kodesh. He can't even say in a different language. So how could Rebbe teach him halacha of kli sheni in the mikvah, in the base of merchitz? And for the Gemara, frushim isura shani. You're allowed to be mafresh shaman be isura, even in lashon of hira, to not stop him from doing an isser. You see, he's going to do an isser, he's going to put it into kli rishon, you're allowed to stop him. Teida, what's the raya? Teida. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ma'isa wa tamidu shu rameya, shenichos achal v'ayis merchitz. One time, the tamidu rameya went after him into the base of merchitz. U'bikesh adiach karka, they wanted a clean the karka before you get into the base merchitz. You want to make sure the karka is clean. Omalei ima dichin. You're not allowed to do that because it's a shayla ash v'gumos. Losuch like karka. They want to smear the ground with something. Omalei in sochin. You're not allowed to do that. So you see, even the base merchitz, you're allowed to teach malacha when it comes to afrushim me'asura. Alma afrushim me'asura shani. Hachinami here also by Rabbi afrushim me'asura ishan. Dr. Gemara, we see from the story of Rabbi Amaravina, Shmami, no, I'm a basha b'chamit fer b'shabes is chay. Rebbe was definitely going in the Chametz Tveria. Why? Because he not allowed to take a. Rebbe lived after the time of the Gzeira, and he not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos, besides the Chametz Tveria. And it must be a Chayev, because here he's telling you to put on a Kli Sheni. The Rebbe lach Gzeira Hava, Rebbe was after the Gzeira of Mechatzai, so Omolo, tell the Kli Sheni, and he tells you, tell the Kli Sheni, say, see, he holds Chametz Tveria is Chayev, attain. Afraid tomorrow, but it's not like that. Any of Avraham Chisda, Vashu B'chamei Tveri B'Shabbos is Potter. Vashu B'chamei Tveri on Shabbos is Potter because it's considered like Toldos Chama. It's not considered Toldos R. So what's Pshat? Why you're saying why Rebbe's Mashma is Chayiv? So tomorrow, my Chayiv ran out of the comma, Makas Mardis. That was Mashma Rebbe, that it was Chayiv because he said you have to take a Kol Sheni, Kli Sheni, it was only a Darabon on the Gesa, the Chiyav of Makas Mardis. But Avada, since it's Chametz Tveri, it's not a derais to Gesser, it's only a derabon to Gesser. And therefore he said, take the Kli Sheni, because to avoid the Isser Bishul of the Rabbanon.